It's time for Off the Record with Charlie Tuna.
You'll never replace Ed McMahon. Thank you, Jack. Jack Hagerman. That's... What is this? Well, so much for the ethnic jokes. Now, let's see. This is Halloween week, isn't it? And Jack said probably all the stations would love to steal some Halloween material. But I'll need the cooperation of one of the people on the other side of the glass here. Does anybody, Guy or Jack, do you either do a good ladies, little old ladies voice? I've never heard any disc jockeys who do a good little old grandmother's voice, except maybe Ken Dow, who's in management now in Dallas, that Jack is going to try. Is that right, Jack?
Yes.
All right. I'll do the it's a knock-knock. And then you guys out there listening, and take down all this as we go. Otherwise, you'll have to back the record up and listen to it and really copy fast. This is your Halloween knock-knock joke. Okay. This is taking place at Leisure World, or Sun City is the equivalent out here in Southern California. It's a very old couple.
Trick or treat! Trick or treat!
Who's there?
It's me, Trick or Treat.
Now you ask what the treat is, Jack.
What's the treat?
I'm going to come in there and hug you and kiss you and bite you and make mad, passionate love to you.
Now you say... Now, you say, what's the trick, Jack?
What's the trick?
Surviving the treat. Well, that's enough of that. All right, now... One of the big things, I'm sure a lot of stations, particularly management, programming, having been a program director for a couple of years, always... You're so easily impressed. Always concern themselves with is to get the boss phone line operators and how they answer the requests so they can get... considerable research information. We have Debbie Avison, who you hear every week, producing the show. Debbie is going to demonstrate for the next minute or so how you should go about training your request line operators to handle callers. So, Debbie, right ahead.
Gracious, hello.
What's new?
What do you want?
I'd like the number of Mr. Gerald Ford.
You'd like the number of who?
Gerald Ford.
Mr. Gerald Ford is listed in your directory. He is a down-to-earth, homey person, and he picks up and answers his own telephone.
Well, I called him once, and I got a Ford dealer.
Well, that's because... that's because sometimes when the phone rings, he accidentally picks up the toaster. A gracious hello.
Could you play Smiling Faces?
Smiling Faces. Say that with a smile on your voice, and perhaps I will.
Smiling Faces.
Say it. A bigger smile.
Smiling Faces.
All right, I'll do that for you. You're a real good kid. A gracious hello.
Is this request line?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to request Brother Louie.
Brother Louie, who's that by?
I can't remember.
You can't remember. How do you think that makes the artist feel? Just tell me how you think that makes the artist feel.
I don't know.
Brother Louie by whom?
I'm not sure.
But you don't even know how long it runs.
You know what? Who it's by?
No, I don't. But I'm not an aficionado of Brother Louie. I don't know if I can play Brother Louie. How about Sister Mary Magdalene? A gracious hello.
Hi, would you play You Make Me Feel Brand New?
You Make Me Feel what?
Brand New.
Brand New? Who's the artist?
The Stylistics.
The Stylistics?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they a bunch of hairdressers? Are you sure that they make records?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have them on my roster. Give me a hum a few bars of it. How does it go?
I don't know.
You don't know? Why do you want to hear it? Is this some kind of put-up job?
No.
Just who's paying you to call the station and request this song? A gracious hello.
I'd like to request Have You Ever Been Mellow by Olivia Newton-John.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Who's putting you up to this? Because you just called a minute ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, why are you calling again?
No, I just didn't call.
You didn't? How old are you?
Nine.
Are you sure you're supposed to be using the phone?
Yeah.
Who said you could? Speak up! A gracious hello.
Hi.
Hi, hi, hi. That's all you kids think about is dope.
Well, so much for boss phone girl etiquette. Thank you, Debbie, for those calls and how to handle them.